How would you say working with Miles Davis has influenced you stylistically?
Well, it has led me into most of the things that I'm doing now. Yeah.
He has had a major stranglehold on you in that matter. I mean, he made you play the way you do, or you got a chance to play like
well,
you
I've
do.
Been free. I've been so free here, you know, that almost anything I want to try is I'm welcome to do it, you know, so that's the freedom has helped me
I heard
to
you were
experiment.
Splitting the Miles Quintet here, and I'm trying something on your own.
Yes, I am.
How's that? With whom?
I have several men in mind, but I haven't selected the side men yet. Yeah. I'm going to try
with
the quartet.
Would you feel like working with a quartet?
Yeah, to begin with, and maybe in several weeks after I start, I might add a fifth man.
John, which tenor players do you think have influenced you, if any at all?
All of them. I would say all of them, but
do you have a personal favorite? I mean, like you put on a record when you were at home and relaxing and so on.
Well, Sonny Rollins is, I think he's outstanding tenor man today, you know, and
that is exactly what Sonny Rollins told me on this show about you, so
that's usually, you know,
seems
my
to be
man,
a mutual,
you know,
admiration society.
Yeah,
here.
Well, he's great, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in the formative days,
well,
like years ago, it was Dexter Gordon that mm-hmm. actually was a
well,
major.
You do have a strong feeling for tradition, haven't you?
I guess so. I mean, I would like to even make it stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to strengthen my roots, so to say, mm-hmm. you know, because I didn't start at the beginning, and there's a whole lot back there that's, you know, that all young musicians should
have.
Do you,
privately, I mean, when you're listening, you go back there, I mean, just on your own account and listen?
Well, I don't have many records in that era now, but I do plan to get them. I plan to include that in my repertoire, you know, all these old traditional things.
So you got
but I've been trying recently to search myself, you know, and try to find things that are reminiscent that sound like those things. But I'm really going to do some work on that soon.
Well, John, it seems like you're on with the Miles Davis Quintet here, and thank you very much for taking the time and dropping in on this show.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Enjoy it.